So what are the criteria that you have this for reflex testing? I would guess there might be situations outside of that where, a physician might elect to do an assay, but in terms of this sort of standardized reflex, what are the criteria?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So there's reflex, and then medical oncologists can certainly order the test outside of that. And the reflex, as we suggested, is really just to expedite the information. So when we first started back in January of 2016, our criteria were relatively selective because, again, this was the first effort to get all the medical oncologists to agree that these were the patients that they would consider using the assay in. So when we first started, it was T1C N0, grade 2 or grade 3 patients, T2 N0, grade 1 or 2 patients, and T1, T2, N1, grade 1 or 2 patients. So those criteria, they're kind of hard to remember, but they reflect some of the what was the sort of inherent biases within our group going forward. So they did not want the recurrent score on patients with small tumors that had grade 1 disease. They didn't feel like that was going to impact their treatment making. And they were a little reluctant to use the recurrent score in grade 3 disease because they felt they were biased towards treatment in those patients. But at the same time, we were sort of ahead of the game as far as using the recurrent score in node-positive patients. After we looked at our initial experience over the first year or so of using the score and went back and identified the patients that had the score sent per the reflex criteria versus the patients who had the score obtained outside of those criteria, so what other situations were our oncologists ordering the assay, and we identified a group of patients with grade 3 disease where, in fact, the score was being obtained and was being used outside of reflex, and demonstrated that in patients with grade 3 disease, that about 30% of them still actually have low-risk scores. And when we presented that data to our group and sort of went through the outcomes, how those patients were treated, et cetera, that opened up their, I guess, minds, if you will, to being more open to obtaining the score and using the score in grade 3 patients. So we then changed our reflex criteria to now include any grade of disease, with the exception of grade 1 small tumors. We still do not use it. But in T1C N0, grade 2 or 3, T2 N0, any grade, and T1, T2, N1, any grade, now we obtain the score. Most recently, we've looked at our data in the node-positive subset, and again, similar to the recurrent score identifying low-risk patients that have grade 3 disease, the recurrent score does very consistently identify low-risk patients that have node-positive disease. And we've been looking at our use of chemotherapy in that cohort and have found that the recurrent score does certainly impact whether our oncologists will give chemotherapy in patients with node-positive disease.
Somehow I was flashing on Atul Gawande, the New Yorker writer, the surgeon who writes about quality in medicine in the New Yorker. He talks like the Cheesecake Factory, and I was just thinking about your operation as really quality improvement.
We do spend a lot of time thinking about it, yes, and trying to identify ways that we can improve the quality of care that we're delivering. And Atul's actually a Brigham surgeon. We're very fortunate to have him in our department.
Anyhow, so I was actually just flashing on the fact that I was predicting when you said 15% of that whole group got chemo, and I kind of guessed, what maybe your criteria was. I was thinking to myself, 95% of those people would have gotten chemo before these assays, right?
Well, certainly many more,
Many,
yes.
many. I mean, again, for people who are kind of maybe just coming into the field, I think it was 2000. There was a, remember, there used to be consensus conferences,
Yes.
before everything happened so fast. And they came out and said, any tumor over 1 centimeter needs chemo.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very different world now, thankfully, for our patients.
Yeah, what a huge difference.